Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, Studio 8 Week continues here on 2FM, and we are delighted to welcome the fabulous Leah Hart back for another session. Hello, Leah.
Hey, thank you so much for having me back.
Oh my God, we're absolutely delighted having you back, because this isn't your first session. You did do one for us in 2023.
I love Studio 8.
That's what I was just about to ask
There's
you.
There's some atmosphere down here when you come down, you're like, the people that have been here before me, I want to smash it. It's such a good vibe.
Yeah, what is that feeling like, knowing that so many great artists have come through the Studio 8 sessions?
And I just think it's inspirational. Yeah. You're just like, I want my song to do as well as these people. You were saying earlier that you two were in here before.
Yeah, how good is that?
Insane.
Yeah, they basically ran this room, which is phenomenal, because they've been recording music in here for 40 years. And we have had some insane acts, as you know, and you've experienced. But it's all about music. And you have got new music coming for us in 2024.
So much new music. Honestly, the last year of my life has been in the studio day and night.
It's what we love to see.
Yeah, I feel like this new kind of new music era is the most me it's ever been. I'm like, I feel like I've gotten my confidence now, not just songwriting, but like in myself. And I'm like, you know what? Take it or leave it. This is what I'm putting out. And this is the stuff that I love and I would listen to. And I drive along my car and scream this kind of stuff. So I really hope people love it. But so much to come. I'm one of those people, it's like so much to come, but
so
I can't tell you
yet.
Which is so annoying. But like, literally, I'm hinting stuff all the time on my social media. Like, I love what Taylor Swift does. I'm like, I'll take a bit of that. I'll drop a couple Easter eggs here and there.
Yeah.
But no, there's so much coming. So I'm very excited for the next couple months.
But Leah, you will drop us some Easter eggs, won't you, and give us some hints?
What I think I might do is sing a little acoustic version of one of my brand new songs. In Studio 8 today. Is
oh,
that okay?
That is more than all right. That is so exciting. Oh, okay. Look, we're talking all about new music, but let's talk about some of, you know, the tracks that got you on our radar, like Stolen. That was so powerful. Was that like a track that you felt you needed to get out there and perform for people?
Yeah, I think it was probably about 4 years in my mind. And I was like, I need to write about this topic. But obviously, you have to be in the right mindset to do it. And I feel like that was the final stage of my healing from, you know, that whole situation. And now when I sing it, like, it's out in the world, and when I sing it at shows and stuff, I just feel like we're all healing together. Yeah. And it's kind of like something really amazing has come out of a situation that was quite hard at some stage in my life. So I kind of just look back now and I'm like, well, I got stolen out of it, so it was worth it, you know, that kind of way.
It was. I mean, look, it's very hard to realize in the moment when bad things are happening in your life that you can get over them and they'll actually be the building blocks for the person you are. And
100%.
And not giving credit to that person at all, because you are your own person. But look at everything that you've achieved now.
Absolutely.
Because of it.
All the stuff you go through makes you who you are and makes you, I think it's made me be able to come out this year and be a bit more confident and kind of write stuff that really means a lot to me and put it out and not care as much, because I'm like, this is who I am now. Like, everything's laid out. There's nothing to hide behind anymore. You know what I mean?
Is that hard? Wondering, you know, what you can write about and, you know, what will resonate with people. I know you said a couple of minutes ago that the songs that we're about to experience from you are things that you'll scream in your car and stuff you'll enjoy. But is it hard finding that balance to be like, okay, people are going to enjoy this, but this is the music I actually need to get out?
Yeah, I think it's, especially in the world we live in, it's hard not to get sucked into, will this do well on TikTok, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
But I
you're
know.
You're not just competing against like radio plays. And if you're going to do on the chart, it's all about that TikTok, like 20 seconds.
I think if you're writing for the sole purpose of TikTok, you're not being true to yourself. If you write a great song and you're like, afterwards, ooh, that might do well, or it mightn't, because you never know, then that's just a bonus. But yeah, I think I love people relating to my lyrics and vibing to my songs and stuff. But if they don't mean much to me, I don't think people will relate to them as much either.
Yeah. You're not being authentic.
100%. So I'm just trying to be myself and just release stuff that I... Like I said, I listen to myself.
The very first time that I saw you play was at Electric Picnic in the Electric Arena tent. And it was fantastic. And I'll never forget, because you'd come on my show earlier on that morning.
Yes.
And I was like to my friends leaving the campsite, we need to go now because Leah Hart's playing at 3 o'clock. We have to go right
round
now.
Up the second. Troops.
You're like, let's go. And we walked in and the whole place was absolutely buzzing. And you are a fantastic live performer.
Thank you.
We've seen that because you've sold out the Academy, you sold out the 3 Olympia last year. Like, what are those moments like for you when you're standing on stage and people are screaming your music back at you?
Yeah, insane. I think because I started releasing in COVID. So yeah. I had like a whole year of releasing music and never performed live. And I kind of got to the stage where I was like in my head, oh dear God, like one day I have to actually get up on stage. And I didn't have a whole lot of experience. But now it's weird. Being on stage is genuinely my happy place. I'm very nervous beforehand, but the second I walk out, I feel so calm. And I'm like, even if something goes wrong here, we're all just here to have fun. So I absolutely love it. And yeah, I think people singing lyrics that you've written like in your bedroom or in a studio and you're like, is this good? Will people like this? I hope they do. And then the next thing you see, however many people, it could be 400, it could be 12,000. Yeah. It doesn't matter. People relating to it and enjoying themselves and having fun. And it's like, how is this real life? Like, how is this happening? So it really is the best feeling ever.
You've supported some huge artists. Like, as we know, you've supported Picture This, you've been on tour with them. Is it harder trying to warm up their acts than obviously than what it is to do your own music? But what's the feeling like in comparison?
Yeah, I think when you're either playing a festival or a headline show, obviously people have come to see you. Mm-hmm. When you're a support act, you are trying to get people on your side. Like, either people have never heard of you before, or some might love you, some might know you at all, some mightn't like you. So you really have to, I always try to do a cover so that people at least know one of the songs.
You did one of Avril Lavigne before, didn't you?
I did. I didn't do Avril Lavigne. I did Lily Allen.
Oh, sorry. Not it fair. Was Lily Allen, yeah, not fair. Yeah, yes.
Such a tune. I wish I wrote that song. It's what a banger. But then I'm like, at the same time, I'm going to be myself and do the best performance I can. Yeah. And not every single person in the room is going to love you. You know what I mean? But you hope that I'm like, oh, 99% do.
But also, it's a great opportunity to bring over new people. And
oh my God, absolutely.
It clearly worked because you've sold out loads of venues. You've got a huge summer ahead of you. And yes. I know that you are playing at C Sessions.
I'm playing
are
C Sessions.
Are we allowed to say that?
C Sessions is announced.
Totally
no. C Sessions is announced. I can't wait to go back to C Sessions. It's such a fun vibe up there. It's real like, have you been? It's real surfery. And
I have never got to go. My younger sister has gone. And every time she's like, keep all the rest of your festivals. This is the one where it's at. It's so
such
much crack.
A good vibe. Yeah. So I'm playing the Saturday at that one. And yeah, there's so much more to be announced very, very soon.
Does that
so.
Kill you not being able to actually say it?
Sometimes I do say the wrong thing. I'm like, wait, what? I always like have to remind myself, what has been announced? What hasn't?
Your management are looking down at you now being like, be careful.
Oh, getting the eyes. Yeah.
All of this together, Leah, like releasing music during COVID, taking that gamble and dropping out of college, was it all worth it?
Oh, 100%. Like, I was studying economics in college because I was too scared to put everything into music. And then like, oh my God, what if it didn't work out? And now I'm like, wish I could go back and shake myself and be like, that's not what's going to make you happy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I had to go through that to get to where I am. You know
100%.
What I mean? But no, writing music and performing, genuinely, like, I can't believe I can say it. I do it as my job and it makes me the happiest. It's free therapy the whole time as well. Like, you know, so yeah, no, I'm absolutely delighted. Never have a regret about anything so far.
Well, we can believe that it is your full-time job because your voice is so amazing and your attitude is phenomenal.
Thank you.
Leah Harris, thank you so much for coming in with us today as part of our Studio 8 week. How can people keep up with you?
Yeah, so my social media is I am Leah Harris, and that's TikTok and Instagram, actually. Yeah.
So oh, perfect. Yeah, I so love that you got it across the board.
Yeah, no, I was starting to think there for a second. So you can find me on there and also on Spotify and on YouTube as well.
And you are going to perform a gorgeous acoustic set for us right now. I'm very excited.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.